life anyway. I'm sure you all can predict her response, which went something like, get over it. You're bowing to my parents, and that's that. So the morning of the wedding, I grabbed my wife's younger brother, James. We found a corner in a quiet corner in the hotel where we were staying. And I asked him to give me bowing lessons. You just can't bow any way you want. It has to be a proper stylized bow. Your hands to the forehead. No, I'm not going to bow in front of all of you. I know that's what everybody was waiting for. I'm not, but you lower yourself down to your knees and put your forehead down to the floor for a few seconds. You sit up, again, without touching the floor, and you wait for your future in-laws to give you their blessing. A few hours later, I found myself in front of my in-laws doing exactly that, my forehead pressed to the floor, with my own friends and family watching on. What I learned is that you just can't beat Confucius. Here we find the true genius of Confucius, an idea that he expressed 2,500 years ago in a town you've never heard of before in eastern China, possessed the endurance and power to wield a direct impact on my life today.